transmitting from deep below a nondescript cornfield in central Indiana. Join Billy, Eric, and Joe as they discuss news, rumblings, and rumors from the world of action figure collecting. This is the Off the Card Podcast.
Whoa, that was fast.
That was quick. All right. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Off the Card episode. I'm being told 28. So this is Billy. If you're watching us on YouTube, there's my name. There's producer Paul joining me as always. Eric and Joe, what's up, guys?
What's going on?
Oh, not much. I mean, Mr. Freeze attacked us a couple of nights ago.
Oh, God.
Right?
Yeah, Punk's Tony Phil's a goddamn liar.
Yeah, Punk's Tony Phil. Yeah, my wife eats those things, so he better hide. We're done with Valentine's Day. We're getting close to geek meet time.
What's that?
Well, I'll have to fill you in, Paul. There's this show that we do. This is the third year in Hendricks County, just west of Avon. Hendricks County is Avon. Anyway, Hendricks County Fairgrounds, Geek Meet Indy 2024. It's our spinoff show of the Indiana 20 Comic Expo that we do in Bloomington. It's a little bit different feel, a little different vibe, but still a great show. Two big rooms full of nerd and geek things. Good times. $5 to get in, kids 12 and under free. Blah blah blah.
Look at Billy taking my lame joke and turning it into a plug.
Hey man, you know what? I am a hoe for show.
And plug away.
I'll plug the shit. So anyway, yeah, good times. Geek Meet's coming up March 3rd, Hendricks County, food trucks. And nerd stuff and artists and toys and comic book vendors and nerdy crafts and I don't know. Very family friendly though. No peddling of nudie variant covers or anything like that. So not allowed. Anyway, so toys. Toys. We're going to start off with some G.I. Joes. Joe, they attacked your wallet, yeah, man.
They announced a whole bunch of shit, didn't they?
Yeah, they did. Take it away, man. Lead us through this. Who is that guy?
Well, first up, you got the Night Creeper, which is one of the Cobra Ninjas from, I remember from back in the day. I don't remember if I had this one originally, but that'll probably change this time around, I'm sure.
Looks cool.
So, yep. And that would be Dreadnought Torch with the flamethrower and the Lemmy looking visage. And
He does have a Lemmy look to him, doesn't he?
Yeah, yes, he does. The knee-high boots and all that.
I like it.
Naugahyde. He's
getting some more of those articulated animals.
Yeah, which they do the animals pretty doggone good, I'd say.
And there's a monkey with an eye patch.
Yeah. Gotta love monkey with an eye patch.
It's pretty cool.
It's like a post-apocalyptic Lion King of Timon and Pumbaa.
Yeah, you right?
Know,
yeah.
You know? Yeah.
And they jumped on Crocodile Dundee's back.
I will say the sniper rifle kit looks like it's probably a reuse of the mold from Low Light, but you know, you get on the Facebook groups, everything's a reuse. They go through and they pick apart. It's like, oh, that's Beachhead's boots. That's Duke's chest. That's, okay, whatever.
So in,
it's a different figure.
So in paramilitary cosplay, they wouldn't shop at the same boot shop?
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
I think they would. But what?
Apparently, there's our G.I. Joe surplus stores.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. Here we got Doc, the original medic, the first medic in the line from Real American Hero. And this one that I've personally been waiting for it. I think that's kind of a consensus, is one of the ones everybody's been wanting. Pacifist, so the fact that he comes with weapons is a little odd. I mean, well, one looks like a flare gun.
What does it say? What looks like a flare gun?
One's a taser.
Yeah.
It's non-lethal. Yeah. So there you go. There you go. But yeah, definitely been looking forward to that one. Tiger Force 2 pack of Roadblock and Tripwire.
Ooh, so
Billy's looking forward to the Red Roadblock.
Yeah, the Roadblock. A friend of mine, one of the brothers down there in Faraday, said that he wants Tripwire, and I want Roadblock. So I think we're going to go in half, and that Roadblock will be the only G.I. Joe classified figure I own. Because I have a love affair of Tiger Force Roadblock, I'll have to do a whole episode of that story. It's pretty fun.
Right on. Jinx, the female ninja from the Joe line.
With no sleeves. That caused a bit of an uproar in the G.I. Joe community. Apparently, they're not a fan of skin.
I wouldn't know that by any of the G.I. Joe groups with all the various porn star Baroness pictures they post, but
well, hey man, a man's got to draw a line, Joe. Got to draw a line.
Yeah.
Baroness Brisque, Jinx, no, we can't.
Dominatrix, fine, wholesome ninja girl. No.
I do like that they've got
women with power. So.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not a subservient dominatrix type.
Yeah.
Power that, bottom. That, never mind.
Those groups are something else. But yeah.
Aha. So, Joe's, a lot of big stuff dropped. Pretty cool.
Yep.
It seems to me we're getting closer and closer to one of my favorite eras of G.I. Joe. And we're getting, his name's not Nemesis now, but it's Enforcer. I guess he's been kind of hinted to.
It's not Nemesis Enforcer anymore. It's Nemesis Eternal. But I know who you're talking about, from Cobra Law.
Yes.
Which, if you've read the new Cobra Commander book,
yes,
very heavy into that story.
I will hop on G.I. Joe Classifieds if they go Cobra Law. If I can get some crazy snake hybrid people and they go completely batshit, like the movie did, yes, I will be all about it.
I don't see why they wouldn't. I mean, that's an opportunity.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but it's, yeah. Some people like it.
I feel like it's going to happen. Hopefully it won't.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think it's going to matter if they're individually or
because
it's going to be the same price either way.
I want like a giant globulus, like the big thing that he crawls out. Yeah, I want all that. So yeah,
that'd probably be it. I wonder if they'll do like the Kickstarter thing for that.
I don't know.
Speculation is next Kickstarter might be the Rattler.
I could see that because they've done the jet, so
yeah,
right. Or no, the jet was small.
They did the Dragonfly and they did the Hiss.
Okay, yeah, yep. So Joe's chugging right along, coming out.
Yep,
they look good. They do look good. Like I said, I get no issues with that toy line. It looks like they're supposed to look. So good deal. All right. Well, we got next Super 7. Oh, man. I know we're a little late to the punch on some of this stuff, folks, but Super 7 just came out and said, hey, look what we got. They got the license to American Psycho, which, I mean, Bateman, they're doing without. I'm sure they'll put a backing card that looks like his business card and all that stuff. So yeah, they'll milk that one. I'm willing to bet that this is going to be reaction and not.
I think it might be both. I really think if they go
good,
but I also don't know. I know NECA had a contract years ago to make the figure. Christian Bell signed his likeness off for figures in the past from Batman to American Psycho both, because there's a really nice high end Christian Bale American Psycho figure out there. But this one, I think I could see an ultimate with a slip cover that's the business card, and he comes with a removable rain suit.
Yeah, the rain. So it could. I mean, it could. Yeah. I mean, we'll see.
Are they going to do like Mila Kunis from American Psycho 2?
That'd be funny.
As long as we get a mirror that I can stand my, Christian Bale in front of, so he can watch himself be posed on my shelf. Right.
I mean, yeah.
Comes with an MP3 download of the Huey Lewis in the News.
Oh, yeah. That'd be funny if there's put a QR barcode in the back of that box and you scan it and it starts playing Hip to Be Square. I would laugh my ass off.
Yeah, that'd be great. I like it. All right. So American Psycho, Frosty the Snowman. Very interesting. That's Rankin and Bass. That falls under them. So it makes me wonder what else they're going to go for. Because that's all.
You're thinking like Rudolph and.
Yes. Because their Peanuts figures are really fun. I like their reaction Peanuts. Yeah. I can see these fitting right in there with those.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Like Hermie the Elf, and they could do Bumble and Yukon Cornelius. But Frosty to start, I think, is a good one. But that's the Rankin and Bass Frosty logo.
So. If they did Bumble, would they have to get Vince Neil to sign off likeness rights?
Yes. this one's cool. This one I can't make out down there in the corner, the copyright holder. Robert E. Howard?
Looks like it says Codan Productions.
Robert E. Howard States then would probably has that. Interesting.
Conan Productions.
Properties are getting a little resurgence.
Conan and Call, I can definitely see being Ultimates. No question.
Yeah, and I'm kind of excited about this because when I look at it, it makes me think of something else that's not tied to Call and Conan, but from that period of time of comics. Is the possible rights to EC Comics with Tales from the Crypt and that era.
Well,
see a comic era of the Crypt Keeper.
They kind of did some of that stuff with the band comics figures they did of like the guys that were melting and stuff like that. And they've kind of got leaning into the, Mars Attacks figures have been very, based on the cards and comics and stuff. So
this could be a step in that direction because I was just watching something about why Tales from the Crypt is on HBO Max and all the fingers in the pot of the even from the design of the Crypt Keeper who owns the rights to that, and that's why it's just stuck. So you'll never see a Tales from the Crypt Keeper figure for the foreseeable future, but they could do the EC Comics version, which that family can sign over the rights of the likeness of him.
Well, yeah, you've got all of them though. You've got like all the different, like there's like four anyway. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah,
definitely. So right on. Who else we got? why not?
This one has me excited because going back, if anybody remembers years ago, I had them. I wish I still had them. I might try to find them someday. But the Sideshow Collectibles, Spinal Tap figures they did, which were amazing. They each came with little pieces. One came with a dollar, went to 11. One came with a cucumber wrapped in tinfoil. One came with Stonehenge. They were amazing figures.
Yeah.
So if they do a reaction of these, that's cool. Would love to see a Super 7 Ultimates. That'd be cool too. But either way,
I really think reaction for these because they're going to fit so well into like the old, like vintage style. It looks like something
that would Dio.
Yeah. Pretty cool.
I would love to see a Billy Crystal mime figure from.
Oh my God. Yes. Or Fran Drescher. Hold the album cover.
Nice.
None more black.
Thin Lizzy? Okay.
I'm down. I'm a big Thin Lizzy fan.
I think,
I get mad they're not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Well, yeah. I mean, you got it. That's 100% a reaction property. I mean.
Yes, that one will be without a doubt.
Yeah, sure. This one here made me do backflips. I still say it's going to be a reaction.
What is it, Billy?
Typo negative. Yes. Oh yeah. So as long as I can get a Playgirl variant of Peter Steele, I'll
just the card.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I saw them in concert.
The card's gonna have to be extra long.
Yes. That's right.
For the kids playing at home, the story rumor was that Peter Steele was gifted.
That was not a stage name. He actually brought the steel. Yeah, and not slide guitar either. So typo negative with Super 7. I definitely 100% see reaction. I see them doing them with glow in the dark highlights, and they play up the green and the black and everything. And
oh yeah, I could see potential black light stuff.
Oh yeah, yeah, they'll definitely go. I don't see them doing the whole band in reaction. I could see them maybe, like we talked earlier, Peter Steele would be cool in a reaction, just because we're assembling quite the Ultimates. I should say, I'm sorry. We're assembling quite the Ultimates band from Cliff to Lemmy to and everybody. So yeah, pretty cool. That one made me very, 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 very happy. They take all my money now. So yeah, that one's awesome. And then the Cliff Burton Ultimate. This one's based on that artwork, right? The artwork of the, like, the black light with the creeping death demon.
Superhero
Cliff. The superhero Cliff, the art style carries over from a lot of stuff from, like, they did the Fight Fire with Fire single, the Whiplash single,
stuff like that.
They switched the bass out. That's not the bass that he used from the original Super 7 Ultimate, which is the one from Day on the Green. This one actually is a Rickenbacker bass. More likely, it's a reused one from the Lemmy Ultimates because he also uses Rickenbacker. So they switched it out. And also, like, the shirt he has, that's the Fight Fire with Fire single that was on the cover of the vinyl. They did a statue that
year, and it's Metallica released it. It's got Metallica's logo. I mean,
which leads me to believe, and people can say I'm crazy, but I think there's a chance that we are going to see an Ultimates run of that age of Metallica from Master of Puppets. We could see a young James, young Kirk, young Lars from the Master of Puppets era.
That would be fantastic. Would go
with all of this. I don't think you'll see like a big drum set like the McFarlane box set from back in the day, but I think you're going to see something pretty damn close to maybe what they look like with the leather jackets and stuff on the back of the Master Puppets record in the snow.
I think this figure looks fun. I think it looks completely over the top, and I really, 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 really like it. I think that drum set back there behind him in that picture is very telling.
Yeah. Yep.
And I think,
me being over, I have too much time with Metallica as a child, but the blue backing tells me that is Ride the Lightning.
Right. Yes. Yeah. So I was just going to say that.
Looks so like that's a Ride the Lightning background, which means that's the cover. There's the picture of them on the back of the cover of them really young. And with the Misfits t-shirt, they'll probably swap that out, put that on James, because James really used to go out there every night with the sleeveless Misfits shirt.
I really like that Metallica has been so, and they have their detractors, and that's fine. We're not going to debate it here, but I do find it really cool that they've allowed the estate to use their logo. And then I know they've gotten really tight with the lightning bolt fonts as well. So I think that's really, really cool that they've let that, they've let the Burton estate carry on with that stuff and help them, because I know that's a big thing to them as well. So very cool. Very cool. So that should wrap up Super 7. They came out with a bunch of stuff. I think we're rolling into Superpowers. What do we got? Yeah. So these all went up. There's the Blue Beetles ride, Superpowers. And apparently there was a picture that went up that showed it comes with somebody, and it looks like it comes with Booster Gold. So you can buy Blue Beetle by himself, and then when you buy his ride, you get Booster Gold. So pretty cool. Like that one. That was the McFarlane Online exclusive of the Brainiac skull ship, and it's colored to look more vintage style, and it comes with a different version of Brainiac. I think it's cool. The Superpowers line for me at first was very like, but as I see it go, I'm starting to really like what I see. The vehicles and the invisible jets and the whirly copters and all that over the top stuff. So what do we got next? There's a normal retail version of that vehicle. The Brainiac head Legion of Doom looking vehicle. So I'm digging it. I like it. And there's some of the figures. Classic Brainiac, Blue Beetle. There is a manga version of Batman. I really dig that. But that Kilowog there,
oh yeah,
that's a big boy. And yeah, and those retail at $9.99. That's pretty good for a figure nowadays.
Yeah,
I mean you can't get. Yeah. You can barely. Shit, you can't buy Funko Pop for $9.99 anymore, can you?
You can go root through landfills to find your Funko Pop.
Yeah. I mean, you can wait 6 months and get them on the clearance shelf for $4.99.
Well, there's that too. Or you dig deep enough and you go past Funko Pops and get to the ET video games. So, yeah.
Those are more valuable.
Yeah, well, that's true too. I've been trying to keep away from those things, but damn it, they dropped that Invincible announcement. Oh God. Anyway. So Superpowers, McFarlane debuted some more fun stuff, small pictures, but whatever. So McFarlane's did a deal with Hasbro, and Hasbro's going to let him make these little 2-inch page punchers with a comic book of G.I. Joe and Transformers. And some of them debuted, looks like Cub or Commander with the Crimson Guard.
Yep.
Who else we got? Oh, Duke and Snake Eyes. And then we get like this one that can, so people kind of brought up like there's two different eras of Transformers going on there.
Yeah.
Like, there's a classic version of Prime versus like a different version of Megatron. So I don't know what they're doing there. So I don't know. But you know, Bumblebee and Wheeljack.
Yeah, that's Wheeljack.
Two different eras, though, as well. Yeah. So I don't know what's going on there. But hey, McFarlane putting out more comics and figure packages. So, you know.
Well, whatever. I mean, that most recent Netflix series kind of mixes the eras a little bit. Well, and the newest movie mixed Beast Wars with the regular.
That Netflix series was actually probably my favorite Transformers anything
that was I've really good
in years, because it kind of everything kind of butted into each other, like, you know, the time, not quite time travel, but I don't know, it was good. I liked it. What else we got? Oh, Toy Fair, Mezco's Toy Fair. By the time you guys read this, you'll probably already be past. They're going to start doing reveals on the 21st and 24th. Joe, any idea?
You know, I have not seen any speculation. I mean, my guess is that so Tuesday the 20th is when they do like the, I think it's the 20th. No, it is the 21st. They do their crashing the party first night. All they do is they drop their exclusive. If it's an exclusive buy now, it's almost certainly going to be a Rebel Society. It's going to be one of their own IP. Question is,
I'm banking on a color change to Bartholomew Vex.
I could see that. I could see another Gomez. Possibly they teased a couple of characters. The name escapes me at the moment, but with, another character in the Gangrene Estates with those guys.
I mean, they've already got like what, 3-4 versions of that guy.
Yeah.
So I don't know about him. But hell, why not? Right.
Yep. And then you know, over the remaining time of it on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, they will like three times a day at the top of the hour, like 12, 1, and 2, they will announce a new reveal. No clue what the new reveals will might be. A lot of times they might show updated photos of something that's already been teased. I could see more G.I. Joe, obviously more Rumble Society.
Sure.
They seem to be cranking out the DC characters. And they, you know, they've been doing the they've teased some classic Spider-Man villains. So
I could definitely see them running with that more. I mean, especially the response they've got of late. So yeah. Well, I'll be watching for sure on that. Because I'm a new recent convert to the Mezco 112, family. So,
Theodore Sodcutter. Yep. Why did it just come to me? I don't know.
I want to see more versions of Bartholomew Vex because he's a goat-headed pilgrim-looking guy, and
yeah,
I kind of dig that.
Or
so
Puritan or whatever the outfit is.
Yeah, Puritan. Yeah,
ironic.
The odd, not the second oddest announcement that we've seen in a while, Eric, the A24 movie, what is it, the Iron Claw?
Yeah.
They're making a figure of Cary Von Erich, aka Zac Efron.
That's Kevin. Cary played by the actor from
The Bear.
Yeah, The Bear, and he was also on
Shameless.
Shameless.
Yeah,
he's playing Cary.
Jeremy Allen White.
That's what it is.
Hell of an actor.
And then, I like him.
I know him from movie 43. So,
I'm sorry,
Paul.
That you need to revisit that movie. It is severely underrated.
Oh boy. Okay.
this one I need to add to my list.
Yeah. But it won a Razzie Award. So
yeah.
Oh, fun.
So it's one of those collective like short skit comedy spoof type movies, like covering the same vein as almost like the date movies and epic movies and things like that, where it's a hodgepodge.
They're poking fun at a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
Be warned. There's two versions because there's a connecting story. There's a story that connects all of the vignettes. And in the U.S. release, it was Greg Kinnear trying to pitch a movie to get made. And these
was it
stories. The international version is kids trying to infect another kid's computer with viruses, watching video shorts. So
was Greg Kinnear trying to get a movie made about windshield wipers?
No,
because that happened.
Yeah, no, I saw that. It was pretty good.
It was shitty.
Sorry, I derailed the conversation.
That's all right. It's all right, Paul. We get an Iron Claw action figure to wrestle your MJF or whoever.
Well, that's what's really weird. Like, I don't think they've announced any other figures but him.
No.
So,
and this is only through the A24 Studio store. Like, it's not being released anywhere else. It's very strange.
Yeah. Yeah, I haven't got a chance to watch the movie yet. I plan on watching it. A24, I think, signed a contract with HBO Max, so I think they're getting ready to start dropping a lot of their stuff on HBO Max. I haven't really seen any A24 movie, really. I've been planning on watching X and Pearl and Maxine when it drops, because I've heard good thing about all those.
Very good. Very good.
Yeah.
Hereditary, Midsommar.
Yeah, Hereditary, Midsommar, nope, all those.
Good.
Get Out. Yeah,
good stuff.
Well, I have seen Get Out.
Get Out.
A24 to me, it reminds me of like back in the day when you would see like New Line Cinema or something. You like it was something.
It reminds me early Lionsgate and early Miramax.
Yes,
very early Miramax. Like before super creepy Miramax.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. So that's the runner up to the oddest thing I've seen. The other one, the other oddest piece of plastic, Paul.
Do we have a drum roll?
reveal
full screen for this.
No, wrong one.
No, sorry.
No, there you go. I need more girth in my catching there. That looks like what I imagine a Xenomorph's butthole to look like.
Yeah.
This is the AMC Dune popcorn bucket for those who don't know.
Oh my God. Yeah. Did they not? I mean,
I'm sure they did.
Who?
Fun fact. And Paul can add the clip in later if he can find it. I believe it was Jimmy Kimmel Live. They had the cast of Dune 2 there, and Jimmy Kimmel broke this popcorn bucket out and showed it to the cast who had not seen it. The look on Florence Pugh's face was pure terror. Yeah.
People are in Bobert away from it.
I would debut it. It just me standing there with it on.
Yeah. Yeah.
I like the
SNL. This is the first popcorn bucket in history that you don't have to cut in the hole in the bottom to put your dick in it. I
mean, and you know, that's the thing, though. And Paul Reubens dead. And that's a goddamn shame.
Yeah. Yeah. It almost looks like a self-cleaning one.
Yeah, right?
Oh.
It's almost like an inverted French tickler.
Yeah.
No. Yeah,
no.
It's like one of those finger traps. You stick it in, it's not coming back out.
Yeah. That's what she said. Yeah.
Yeah.
Look, we can sit here and go all night about this thing, and it's I need to have one just because curiosity.
This is one of the Star Wars geeks that everyone to stick their penis in a Psylocke pit.
Oh yeah.
You could do some nice stop action with Boba Fett action.
I can.
There you go.
The hole that sucked Boba Fett. Yeah, I can hear it now. Like
if you've got the HasLab skiff, you can just.
this feels like Kevin Smith's writing it. It's really fucking horrible.
Like I've seen popcorn buckets for tons of movies. I literally just went and bought the new Ghostbusters popcorn bucket, the Slimer one that's exclusive to Cinemark. There's a Ghost Trap one coming out for AMC here the week of Afterlife. I've seen
they did the Blue
Transformers, Blue Beetle.
Yeah, they did that one, and then you've got those buckets at Disney. That you can get.
I have a Millennium Falcon one.
Yeah, like the giant Oogie Boogie and everything.
Like who in the fresh hell thought, oh, here's a good idea.
Yeah.
You know what my complaint about it is that when you reach in big enough to pull the popcorn out, no, it's way too large. But those little teeth things are going to pull the popcorn out of
your hands. So yeah.
If you can pull your hand back out.
So we have dog owners here, and I'm a former dog owner. You ever have an overzealous dog? You get one of those dishes that you put the food in that it has to like root around in.
Yeah.
This is a weight control device.
There you go.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
I mean, unless I can get my fucking fist in that thing, how am I getting popcorn out?
Fisting the popcorn bucket.
Like a hot jar of mayonnaise. Just a giant
fist next to that. Yeah.
Oh, God.
Oh, okay.
There's got to be some print on that bucket somewhere that says, in conjunction with Weight Watchers.
Yeah, or for external use only.
Something like the McDonald's hot coffee thing. Oh, please don't put your genitals inside this popcorn bucket.
I see somebody stealing a mannequin,
it probably has its own OnlyFans page. Actually,
is it? My question is:
somebody's gonna write like or put a picture of that Zaya girl's face right next to it.
Is it dishwasher safe? Asking for a friend. Sorry. Not sorry. That is some marketing genius. Movie won't make shit at the box office, but it will sell the
popcorn bucket will be gone.
Yeah.
It'll be gone.
So that popcorn, that movie comes out right before Geek Meet. Dollars to donuts on who's going to have one there at the flip.
I will have one though, because I have tickets to see that movie. On
Do you Saturday. Really?
Yeah,
they are Please already selling. I'm already. I'm
they're
already
selling them. I'm hoping
they're already still selling have them. I'm finding them. I'm seeing them on Mercari right now, ranging between $50 and $60.
Do not look that thing up on your work computers. That is not work safe.
NSFW.
What's really weird is the inside of the bucket is gold.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Solid gold.
Yeah.
I love it.
Okay, there's a name. They have created a name for the bucket, and it's,
oh no,
I'll spell it out. It's D-U-N-E-U-S-S-Y.
D-U-N-E-U-S-S-Y.
Dunussy.
Yeah.
Dunussy.
Dunussy.
Yeah. Sandworm promo Dunussy. So Dune pussy. Dunussy. Yes. That.
Wow, Jesus, we are giant 12-year-olds, folks.
I think 12-year-old is generous.
This is what technology allows us to do.
This is why, as a species, we need to be eradicated.
This is going to be our first YouTube short.
The minute we turned on inanimate objects to have sex with them, we should have hit the reset button.
How many people could ask for extra butter?
There's gonna be
it's all self-serve at AMC.
So. Imagine those poor high school kids having to clean these messes up. And Florence Pugh is in this Dune too, so that makes me want to go see it. Lord.
So the entire time we're just gonna hear popcorn rustling around.
Shh, don't bother.
Quit shaking the bucket.
The ushers are gonna be like
in the room.
Yeah, the ushers are going to be like, after the show, it's like, why is there so much popcorn on the floor?
Why is the floor like they all just sticky, dumped them Todd?
Out. So I want to stand out there and watch people walk out with the popcorn butter circle around their
crotch. Oh, it's the grease stain?
Yeah, the grease. Point and laugh, kids. Point and laugh. Ha, ha, ha. Oh, God. Wow. So, yeah. Before we hop off here, sorry, guys. We do.
That's why I wanted to do this last.
I don't think Paul got the picture up, but Zombie Sailor announced a CM Punk with Larry figure.
Yeah, they actually did a commercial with CM Punk and Larry.
Yeah. So that right there, man. Okay. That had to have been done after he was let go, right? I mean, that had to be in between.
Well, I don't know, because right now, me and Billy both being CM Punk fans, three things to me hit at the same time after he left and already came to WWE. One of them being this figure here from Zombie Sailor. Yep. The other one being that the Ring of Honor version of CM Punk through AEW figure is out on the shelves, which means they didn't pull it. They sent it off, which means they had to pay him.
But they canceled the mass release of his Supreme figure.
Which one? The Walmart exclusive one?
The Walmart one got released, but apparently, from what I read, there was a widespread release that was supposed to go out to stores because Target got some of the other Ultimate or the Supreme figures, like the Britt Baker and the Malachi Black and stuff.
Yeah.
It was a version of him that was supposed to go out mass to all the other stores. That one was canceled.
Yeah. So the
Walmart Ring of Honor exclusive one, it did get released
and I got one too. I think they got that one out just as he was still being decided if he was going to keep his job or not. This is already a done deal. And then he also released a clothing line, branded clothing line with a different company.
Yeah.
It's kind of a high-end clothing company for wrestling fans. They did a CM Punk one, and they did Bret Hart did it with
Muhammad Ali, and I think they do Manny Pacquiao and some guys.
Yeah, they're nice. They're a little more higher dollar shirts, but all that stuff happened as he signed his contract with WWE, I'm going to go ahead and hedge my bet because they're owned by TKO now, which is part of Endeavor, which is part of UFC, that the board probably said, because at one point Punk did fight in UFC, they may have told him, like, listen, you know, well, you can honor all those contracts. You can get paid for them. We're not going to take it from you. Cheers. It's fine. Like, go ahead. And they did the same thing with Brock Lesnar. Brock still had Hell, when he first came back, he had Jimmy John's branding on his shorts because he still had sponsorship deals with Jimmy John's.
Yeah.
So they probably are like, okay, go ahead and honor all of it. It's fine. No big deal. Yeah. And then when he's already got stuff on WWE Shop now of shirts and hats and stuff like that, which means you're going to see a new action figure set. I'm going to go ahead and hedge my bet. We'll see. I mean, WrestleMania comes, they always announce a shit ton of wrestling figures that week.
Yeah.
Mattel will be there, and I'm going to bet bottom dollar you'll see a CM Punk Ultimates coming.
So this is the Zombie Sailor brand here. This is the exclusive Danhausen, the first release that came with the bag of money and the teeth and everything. So that gives you, if you're listening, it gives you an idea. That Punk figure actually looks really, really good.
Yeah. He actually has his proper tattoos.
He does. He
has the Pepsi logo on the shoulder, and he has the Cobra logo on the other shoulder. This is the only figure you're ever going to get with all of his legitimate tattoos on it. That's the only way you're going to get it.
So this is up for pre-order now. It's $40, and it comes with Larry. Larry's on his own card. He's like a little static in action type figure.
Yeah.
But this is old school, like Hasbro style. Zombie Sailor, of all the indie companies making toys, is probably one of the better ones right now. Their stuff looks really good.
Yeah, they're very likened to the throwbacks of the WWF Hasbro lines from the 1990s, and then they're remaking them now in the new retros. It's the same card style, the same look. So if you're a fan of that era of wrestling figures, that was the era that I had when I was little. Definitely worth getting it. They are a little bit more, but they are way more detailed.
They're very nice figures. Very cool. The card art's nice. Everything's nice. And plus, from what I understand, talking to some people behind the scenes, they give a huge chunk out back to the wrestlers.
Yeah. So. No, this isn't like a, you know, I don't know what the payouts are for wrestling companies as far as merchandise goes. Every company's different. Some give a little, some give a lot. I mean, it all kind of varies, but that's why I think a lot of these wrestlers are getting in. There's a lot of independent companies making independent wrestling figures from, you know, these guys to Super 7 doing stuff with Matt Cardona. To you got
like Chella Toys.
The Bendoms. You got
Power Town, which has got the license for TNA.
Yeah. The company that's doing Jim Cornette's figures.
Figure collection or collector figures.
Which he announced that he's now doing another run of Midnight Express figures.
Yep.
But
it's pretty interesting, man.
It's cool.
When that came out, it completely shocked me. And the commercial's funny and stuff. I'll own one just because it comes with Larry.
Yeah.
That dog is so damn ugly. You have to love it. If you click on the scroll over on the images, we're using toy. Right there. Toy news. Toy news. Jay's website. Punk looks good. It's as he appeared, like that dog. I want a Larry. Sorry, I do. I can't help it. I want that figure. But there's the well, it's close to a real. It's Pepsi
pretty logo. Close, but if they show the other arm, I don't know if they will or not.
They will. Yeah.
Yep, there it is.
Cobra logo.
Yep.
The cool thing is this is the first figure I've ever seen where his Han and Leia tattoos on the inside of his knees.
Yep.
Are there.
Yep. This is the closest to accuracy on, and even on his right forearm, just above his tape, you can see part of his snake. You can see his other G.I. Joe tattoo.
Yep. So this one's officially licensed as CM Punk, probably as he was, he owns that name himself. So very smart. Cool looking stuff, though. Anyway, I liked it. It's not half as entertaining as the Dunesy, Dunesy, or oh Jesus, I don't know what it is. God damn, that's a monstrosity. Look at the meat flaps on that thing.
Yep.
Holy shit, man. Fuck. That's so weird. Like, it looks like the thing that was laying aliens. It looks like the anus from the fucking Queen Alien. I'm telling you.
Yeah, it's dropping the eggs. Yeah,
I'm having conflicted emotions right now, guys.
Because that was so hot.
God bless, man. Yeah, xenomorphs. Wow, phallic symbols and fucking inverted French tickle butthole popcorn buckets. God damn. What a world we live in, folks.
At least I have a new title for this episode.
Popcorn bucket butthole farts.
Just going to be Dunacy.
Dunacy. Oh, God. I want to just have one of these and walk around and just randomly just show it at people. Like, flash them the bucket. Like, look.
Look at my Dunacy.
Look at my
bucket. We should buy one and use it for raffles. We could put raffle tickets in it. People have to put their hands in it.
Oh, now we know what the next charity fundraiser at ITC
yep.
is.
God.
Man, is it hot in here? Is it just me?
Yeah.
God bless.
I'm buying two and spray painting one pink.
Oh, I've got people that know that they're doing like cast and stuff, man. We can, God bless. I just want to know after it got debuted. I want to look, be the guy in that like corporate HR structure that look. Call Bob down to the front office. We need.
That's
to talk.
Not what it looked like in the draw ups.
Yeah, that's why they went with a flat color. Because if they would have went with a brown, it would have been a giant brown eye.
Like I told you, man, xenomorph butthole. God damn, it's a sphincter.
I don't know if this is going to entice listeners to actually watch this on YouTube.
Okay,
now,
seriously. So. Again, ask producer Paul's gonna making a request. If you can put up a real picture at some point after editing of what the real picture of the sandworm looks like, it is a giant brown butthole.
No wonder. Are you looking at like the
Google? I just literally Googled sandworm dune and pulled an image up. It's the first thing I see.
Yeah.
So that's why David Lynch made that movie.
Yeah. I mean,
I see Joe's laughing because I think Joe just looked it up.
So I can, you know, I can, you don't, you don't need to do that. I'm just give me like 1 minute. Like right here.
It's like dealing with my cat. Yeah.
It just looks like a cat hits a balloon knot.
Yeah.
Whoops.
Oh, look,
he's scared it down. That's why it's a plain color, because the guy in the marketing department that came up with it got fired that day. It's like, we have to put these out. We've already made them. Just make them a plain color.
Which, you know, what's funny is they used him as the cast to, never mind. Oh,
yeah.
Lord. I think it winked at me.
Yeah.
God, I just want to walk up to it and go,
Yeah.
Right there.
These are going to get bought by medical school for proctologists to practice on.
Dude, I'm going to lose my watch. Never mind.
Yeah. Take that class ring off before you get in there.
Oh, lost my car keys. Oh. Damn, Thelma Lou.
We're done here.
Right off the deep end, folks. Yeah. Yeah. So welcome to Off the Card. We completely go off the rails. And
that's going to be
should we just end every episode with a clip from Thelma Louise?
No, it should be like more like Benny Hill, I think, or something of like the car. We're going over. Yeah.
Yeah. I think our last segment of every episode is just going to be Off the Rails.
That's why I wanted to do this last, because I was like, we have to do this last because it's going to come off. It's not like we're not going to steer anything correct after this.
No,
because we're right.
If we'd have started with that, we'd still be on it.
Yeah,
literally
on it and in it.
No, you cannot. You cannot put your hand in my popcorn bucket.
That's what she said.
No. Oh, my God.
Everybody for joining us for Off the Card. Yeah. Please come back.
Dunacy. Dunacy. Or Dunacy. Or.